Get ready to rock.
Hi, I'm Deborah Bonham, and I'm here to talk about the tracks on my new album, Spirit. The album starts with a song called Fly. And Fly came about when I was doing some recording in a studio in London. The studio I was using hooked me up with this guy called John Hogg. Now, John had been playing with Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes and was in a very successful band in America called Moak. And we hit it off immediately, and we started writing songs together. And he played me the startings of this song, Fly, that he'd co-wrote with a guy called Simon Sessler, who just happened to be an old friend of mine. So it was very strange the way that came about. And I loved it, so I worked on it, and we got it together, and we recorded it, and I was really thrilled with the finished version, putting the mandolins on it and the slide dobro. So the second track on the album is a track called Pain Birds. And when we were trying to put this album together, I was working with Glenn Skinner, who's produced Killing Joke and Deborah Harry. And Glenn had done the previous album, my previous album, Duchess, with me, and we really worked well together. So we decided to do a co-production on this one. And we were sitting around, working out the songs, and I was showing him the ones I'd written and the stuff I'd done with John Hogg, and because I wanted to do a cover version, but I didn't know which song I wanted to cover, really. You know, I love so many songs, so I was not quite sure what I want to do. And he played me this song, and it was by a band called Sparkle Horse. Mark Linkus, who wrote the song, and I was a fan of Sparkle Horse. They were a fantastic band. And he said, I can just hear you doing this, and he played it to me, and I was like, oh yeah, absolutely, I love this song. So that was that. We took it into the studio, and we just all felt it. It just came, and we did it live. We didn't really overdub much except the vocals and a few other instruments, but predominantly it was all that one take in the studio.
God damn, it's so very hard.
I guess the thing is with Pain Birds as well is that the lyrics, they meant something to me. You know, here come the Pain Birds again. It just felt, through the grief of losing my family, both my brothers, John and Michael, and my mum and dad, it just felt that, you know, when those pain birds come round again, you know, here we go again sort of thing. So I really did relate to those lyrics. And I know that Mark Linkus was in a bad way when he was writing this. So, and I felt that pain. And so it just became an absolute favourite of mine. Track three on the album is a track called Feel So Alive, which again I wrote with John Hogg. Feel So Alive really is exactly what it says. I had so many years of feeling, I guess, down from the tragedies of losing my brother John and then losing my brother Michael. He was only 49, so it struck very hard, and also with my dad. And I just really wanted to write about feeling alive, you know, about actually every single day really, really matters. And That's what I'm trying to say in this song is about don't waste your time, you know, get out there and do what you want and don't hold back. And that's really what Feel So Alive is all about. Four is the title track of the album. It's called Spirit in Me. It's really written about, I guess it's written about my brother John, because he actually really didn't want me to go into the music industry at all. He did not want his kid sister being a rock and roller. And I get that because, you know, I was a lot younger than him. We're talking the late 70s. It was a very hedonistic time, so you know, I guess he didn't think it was the right place for his sister to be, and he really wanted me to be a vet or a lawyer, which he thought I was going to do. And to be honest, I've got that many animals that if I'd have done that, I might have saved myself a lot of money and on contracts, music business contracts. But there you go. I didn't. I became a singer-songwriter, and I was always going to do that, you know. I mean, you can't deny what's in your heart and in your blood. And that's what Spirit in Me is all about. It's, you know, it's sort of saying, well, I've got your spirit in me, John, you know, and I can't deny that. I was always going to do this.
One look, one smile was all I needed. In a window of time gone by, I thought I knew you well. One voice.
I did stay on at school, though, and I did do well at school, mainly to keep my big brother happy and my mum and dad. But where it paid off, and it did pay off because I did French at school, and we've just recorded two of the songs off the album, Fly being one of them and Take Me Down being another, in French, because we're starting to make good headway into France now, and I speak French. So I stuck it out at school for my brother and my mum and dad.
Your spirit in me.
So track five on the album is a track called Killing Fields, and it is all about the killing fields of Cambodia. I guess, you know, I wrote this because it happened in the 70s with the Khmer Rouge regime. And I think something like between 1.7 and 2.5 million people were executed under this regime. And I just remember that there was a big concert at the Albert Hall, which was the Rock for Kampuchea, that my brother John did with Robert Plant and Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones, and Paul McCartney did it, and it was an amazing concert. And then John took a very big interest in what was going on, and he did an adoption sort of sponsorship rather of some children out there, and it stuck with me. So track six is Take Me Down, and it's the last track on side A of the vinyl, because yes, we're doing vinyl, which I'm so happy about because I just love it. You'd never beat the sound of vinyl as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, we have done a CD as well, and this is track six on the CD, and it's a track called Take Me Down. And actually, I wrote this quite some time ago, and it raised its head and got resurrected for this album. And I thought, crikey, I never used that. And it sounded really cool. And I really liked it. So I thought, you know what, I'm gonna resurrect this song. And we added in the mandolins and the acoustic guitars. And it's really about being reborn. That's what the lyric and what the song is all about. Almost like a baptism. Somebody told me long ago that maybe